trolls. They weren't carrying weapons, so Agnes assumed they were politicians. Trolls weren't strictly subjects of King Verence, but they were there to say, in official body language, that playing football with human heads was something no one did anymore. Much. Hardly at all, really.
Not round here, certainly. There's practically a law against it.
The witches were ushered into the area in front of the thrones, and then Millie scurried away. The Omnian priest nodded at them.
Good, evening, he said, and completely failed to set fire to anyone.
He wasn't very old and had a rather ripe boil beside his nose. Inside, Agnes Perdita made a face at him. Nanny Og grunted. Agnes risked a brief smile. The priest blew his nose noisily.
You must be some of these, witches I've heard so much about, he said.
He had an amazing smile. It appeared on his face as if someone had operated a shutter. One moment it wasn't there, the next moment it was, and then it was gone.
Yes, said Agnes.
Ha! Said Nanny Og,
who could haughtily turn her back on people while looking them in the eye.
And I am,
said the priest. He stopped and pinched the bridge of his nose.
Oh, I am sorry. The mountain air doesn't agree with me. I am the Quite Reverend Mightily Oates.
You are? Said Agnes. To her amazement, the man began to redden. The more she looked at him, the more she realised that he wasn't much older than she was.
That is, mightily praiseworthy are ye who exalteth Om Oates, he said. It's much shorter in Omnian, of course. Have you by any chance heard the word of Om?
Which one? Fire, said Nanny Og.
Ha!
The nascent religious war was abruptly cut short by the first official royal fanfare to end with a few bars from the Hedgehog Cakewalk. The royal couple began to descend the stairs.
And we'll have none of your heathen ways, thank you very much, muttered Nanny Og behind the pastor. No sloshing water or oil or sand around or cutting any bits off, and if I hears a single word I understand, well, I'm standing behind you with a pointy stick.
Lancre people considered that anything religious that wasn't said in some ancient and incomprehensible speech probably wasn't the genuine article. From the other side, he heard, "He's not some kind of horrible inquisitor, Nanny."
"But my pointy stick's still a pointy stick, Miguel."
"What's got into her?" Agnes thought, watching the pastor's ears turn red. "That's the way Granny would act." Perdita added, "Perhaps she thinks she's got to carry on like that because the old bat's not here yet." Agnes was quite shocked at hearing herself think that.
"You do things our way here, all right," said Nanny.
"The, king did explain it all to me, said the pastor. Do you have anything for a headache? I'm afraid I..."
"You put the key in one hand and let her grip the crown with the other," Nanny Og went on.
"Yes, he did explain..."
"Then you tell her what her name is, and her mum's name and her dad's name, mumbling a bit over the latter if the mum ain't sure."
"Nanny, this is royalty."
"Ah, I could tell you stories, girl. And then see you give her to me, and I tell her too, and then I give her back, and you tell the people what her name is, and then you give her to me, and then I give her to her dad, and he takes her out through the doors and shows her to everyone. Everyone throws their hats in the air and shouts hurrah, and then it's all over by the drinks and horses, duvers, and finding your own hat. Start extemporising on the subject of sin, and it'll go hard with you."
"What is, your role, madam?"
"I'm the godmother."
Which god?
The young man was trembling slightly.
"It's from old Lancre," said Agnes hurriedly. "It means something like, good mother. It's all right. As witches, we believe in religious toleration."
"That's right," said Nanny Og, "but only for the right religious. So you watch your step."
The royal parents had reached the thrones. Magrat took her seat, and to Agnes's amazement gave her a sly wink. Verence didn't wink. He stood there and coughed loudly.
"I've got a pastil somewhere," said Nanny,
her hand reaching towards her knicker leg. Verence's eyes darted towards his throne. What had appeared to be a grey cushion rolled over, yawned, gave the king a brief glance, and started to wash itself.
"Oh, Greeball," said Nanny. "I was wondering where you'd got to."
"Could you please remove him, Mrs. Og?"
said the king.